for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
A woman walks into Greasy Joe's oil change and car repair shop.
Hello, is anyone here?
What? Huh?
Sorry, were you sleeping?
I was, wasn't I? I guess that Irish coffee was more Irish than coffee.
All right, okay, well, I'm here to pick up my car. It's the red one in the parking lot. I brought it in for an oil change and a tire rotation.
Yeah, the red one. Let's see here. I swear I put that... Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, so that will come to $2,349.59. How would you like to pay for that today, darling?
What? $2,300 for an oil change? You quoted me a maximum of $250. Did you funnel the oil through a unicorn's horn or something?
No, it was definitely plastic. The $250 was before I noticed your car's struts had a sorry case of fluctual disalignment, a very worrisome safety hazard. But not to worry. Jesse and myself stayed late yesterday for 5 hours at a rate of $200 an hour and recalibrated the whole thing, and she flies straight now. Visa or MasterCard.
$200 an hour? You never told me there was a labor rate. And flat spread disalignment? I didn't authorize that. I don't even know what that means. Flat spread disalignment.
Well, first of all, I didn't tell you the rate because you didn't ask. And second of all, of course you didn't know about the fluctual disalignment. That's why I'm the mechanic. Oh, and your catalytic converter was catalyzing at 3,300 RPM and not 2,900 RPM. So I made sure to fix that right up with some manifold abrasion.
Does this exchange seem crooked to you? If you thought yes or any other affirmative word, you would be correct.
Indeed, in this situation, the mechanic has violated a number of the customer's rights under the Consumer Protection Act, the legislation that covers repairs to cars, trucks, and motorcycles.
First of all, let's talk about estimates. The mechanic must provide a written estimate before any work can be done and charged to a consumer, unless the consumer declines an estimate when offered, or the consumer specifies the maximum amount she or he will pay for the repairs, and the cost charged does not exceed that amount. Of course, there may be times where an estimate is slightly off by no fault of the mechanic. A small discrepancy in cost will be allowed as long as the actual charge does not exceed the estimate by more than 10%.
Which wasn't the case here, was it? I'm no mathematician.
Not even close. Strike one.
Next, the Consumer Protection Act says that no work can be performed on a vehicle until authorized by the consumer, whether in writing or verbally. It is clear that in our situation, the customer only authorized an oil change and a tire rotation, and therefore the customer would not be responsible for any superfluous repairs. Strike two for Greasy Joe.
The Consumer Protection Act also says that vehicle repairs must prominently post signs that are easy to read and understand, that let the customer know the hourly labor rate, any flat charges that may be applied, and that the repairer is required to provide an estimate. That looks like a strike three for Greasy Joe.
Yeah, strike three. So what does one do in a situation like this?
The Ministry of Consumer Services outlines three steps that consumers should take if they are unhappy with the mechanic's work.
Well, let's hear them.
First, review your rights under the Consumer Protection Act to determine if your claim is within the ministry's authority. Second, write a cool, calm, and collected letter to the car repair shop to see if they are willing to resolve the issue. Don't forget to keep records of all correspondence and proof of delivery. If the company is unwilling to budge and resolve the issue, you can contact the ministry for help.
And what is the ministry going to do about Greasy Joe?
Well, if your claim passes the ministry's initial screening process, you'll be assigned a caseworker who will investigate your case. Depending on the outcome of the investigation, the ministry may offer mediation services to attempt a settlement, or in some cases, the ministry will prosecute your case.
All right. What if our friend with a frightening repair bill denies Greasy Joe was whopping $2,359.49?
It is generally not advisable for a consumer to withhold payment because under the Repair and Storage Liens Act, the repairer can keep the vehicle and sell it if the bill is not paid in 60 days. However, if a customer is dissatisfied with the amount charged or the quality of the workmanship and does not wish to pay the amount demanded, the customer can make an application to Small Claims Court. There, the consumer can make a deposit for the amount the repairer claims, the court will issue a certificate to the consumer, and the repairer must then release the vehicle to the consumer. A case can then be made before the courts, and the judge will decide how much the repair shop should be paid.
Greasy Joe could be in trouble. Well, that's all we have for you today. For more information, contact the Ontario Ministry of Consumer Services through their online complaint form, which is easily found by plunking the Ministry of Consumer Services into any search engine or by calling 1-800-889-9768. Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School, Sarnia Lambton, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is accurate as of July 12, 2012.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to Law Talk.